WBSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
And welcome back in. Third and final hour of the program here on Thursday morning. And we are now just 1 week away from the 109th Feast of the Blessed Sacrament. We have joining us this morning Feast Committee Vice President John Alves. Good morning, John.
Good morning.
So we're a week out here. What's this final week like in the preparations for the feast?
It's nonstop, as you'd expect. But it's been that way pretty much for a month already. But we're making sure we have everything done. We are feeling pretty confident, and then once you feel confident that you've done everything, you get nervous that you might have forgotten something.
Well, and so you've said for the past month, but this is really an ongoing thing. As we've talked about in the past, you know, you start the prep for the feast as soon as the feast
That's
ends.
Right.
You're starting for the
That's
next
right.
year.
The Sunday night of the feast is the first meeting of next year's committee. So they just start from there, and it builds slowly. They're, you know, in the last several years, there have been a lot of new people on the committee, so it's a learning curve for a lot of people. And it's been great for us because those of us that have been around for quite a while are asked about why we do it this way or that way, and it makes us double check it and maybe do things better.
So what are, kind of walk us through what that preparation process is like when you first start getting ready, and then what the intense time gets like as you get closer.
Well, we have to identify the big changes, and every year there seems to be some, but this year what's really big is that we are providing the opportunity for visitors to the feast to use their cards to pay for items right at each stand. We're trying to eliminate those long lines at the ticket machines, which can get frustrating. So we just bring your card, and every window at every stand will be able to take your card.
So similar
that's going to be great.
Yeah, similar to like when you go to like Xfinity Center
exactly.
and you go up and buy your beer and you just
exactly.
tap your card.
Just tap your card. It's a big transition, a lot of new equipment and training.
Mm-hmm.
But we think people are going to really appreciate that. So big things like that start early. Little things like if we move this stand over here, you know, how will that affect us or affect our audience? So.
And so with this change to being able to accept cards, are the tickets done now?
No.
Okay.
There'll still be ticket machines, and you can come with cash, purchase tickets, if you so choose, but we think the card is going to be a big hit.
I think so. And really, people have gotten so used to that idea now because there are so many places that are going cashless.
That's
so
right.
So the fact that you can still use cash to get the tickets is helpful, but I think people just kind of get to that point where they expect eventually things will be cashless.
I think it's the way of the future.
And it's better for the customer experience because it's a lot faster for you to just tap your card and press a button than it is to wait for somebody to make change
That's
and give
right.
it back to you.
Much faster. So we're looking forward to that.
And there was a question I was going to ask related to the... it'll pop into my head.
Okay.
But with this changeover, as you said, you know, it's some things are big, some things are small. What's the process like then to try to train everybody in these new changes? Because you've got different volunteers every year.
We do. We have new volunteers, but we keep a lot of volunteers. We estimate that we have about 1,000 people that come to help, which is quite remarkable. The good thing about the card system is most of the people that are coming to help also use their card everywhere else
mm-hmm.
they go. If you go to buy a coffee or if you, whatever you do, go buy a sandwich somewhere, you whip out your card. So.
Oh, I know what I was going to ask now.
Yeah.
Will those card machines also take the Apple Pay or the Google Pay option?
Yes.
Okay.
I believe so. Yes, they will.
Because some people don't even want to bring a card anymore. Like they just use their phone for everything.
You know, I'm not 100% sure of that. I think so. I wish I had the definite answer.
Well, you can just let me know and I'll let the audience know.
We will.
So, and the idea too is, you know, you've always been, especially these last few years, trying to find ways to implement these new things like the security and things like that, that will enhance the experience without taking away from the experience. So you want to make sure that everybody's coming in safe, but you also don't want to have people waiting in long lines, and you've been able to combat that.
Yes, we have. I think it's worked really well. The enhanced security started a few years ago already, and as you say, it's no different than going to, you know, Gillette. You do the same thing, so it has really worked, and people love it.
It's funny because when you made that announcement a few years ago, we got a lot of calls here on the station from people.
We monitored those.
They're like, I'm not going to go anymore because I just like to walk in where I walk in. And then the week, you know, the days after it, everybody's calling. Yeah, it was fine. I liked it.
Yeah,
it was fine.
It was fine. Yep. It was fine.
So what other things can people expect this year?
Well, you know, we have five stages of free entertainment, as always. And it's free to get into the entire feast. So you don't have to spend a lot of money. It's a great opportunity for families, especially on Saturday, Walgreens Family Day. We have entertainment for kids, free food for kids under 12 from 12 until 4, hot dog, hamburger, soft drink. That's a great thing. And we have terrific entertainment, whether it's Portuguese or American or, you know, just a great list. It's all on our website at feastoftheblessedsacrament.com.
And the entertainment part always, you know, fascinates me, the way that you're able to come up with this balance, because you've got the people who want the traditional and the people who look at this and saying it is a traditional Madeiran feast. We should have the traditional music. But then you have other people that say, hey, it's a big party. You know, I want to hear this or I want to hear that. Yeah. But you find a way to kind of cater to all of that.
We try. We really try. I know it sounds a little trite, but there is really something for everyone on those five stages all at the same time. You should find something you like and you'll enjoy it.
And the balance of that too is you've also got to think about who is in the crowd at those times. You know, what times are the families going to be there and what type of acts are you going to have at those times?
Absolutely. That's why, you know, the family day entertainment is geared towards families and younger children, and the Sunday afternoon might be geared a little bit more towards our dearly beloved grandmothers and grandfathers. And, you know, when it gets to be 8 or 9 o'clock, it starts to rock over there.
And for that very reason, one of the best pieces of feast advice I ever heard from anybody is, you know, wear shoes that you don't mind people stepping on your feet while you're wearing them.
Yeah, that's probably true. It's a crowd. But it's one of those places, when we look at the photographs that are taken throughout the feast for 4 days, it's impossible to find a photograph of anybody that doesn't have a big grin on their face. I know there's this entertainment down south in Florida that says it's the happiest place on earth. I think our feast grounds for 4 days is the happiest place on earth.
And, you know, I want to get into that. I want to talk about the entirety of the grounds, because people tend to concentrate around the stage. They don't realize there's things going on throughout the area. But let's take this call here. Good morning. You're on with John Alves.
Hey, good morning, John. How you doing?
Oh, you won't hear them. Sorry. Hold on. Let me get him to put the headphones on. Can you hear me on the headphones, John?
Yes.
Okay. Go right ahead.
Well, I want to thank you for coming in. It's very important that we preserve our Portuguese culture, and this younger generation, when they hear Fado and some of the other Portuguese music and entertainers, they feel that connection. Even though, you know, you're three generations away from those that came here, I think it's important. And the criticism of the feast was it was too Americanized. We've fallen away from our religious and Portuguese culture, the music. And I want to make sure you continue to have that in the forefront, not only the food, but the music and the fabric that holds us from Portuguese descendants, that we don't forget. Even the younger generation, who, when they listen to it, they have a love, and they gravitate towards that. And they want to know more about Portugal, whether it's Madeira, the continent, or the Azorean Islands. I think it's important, and I hope you take that seriously and to heart.
We do. We do. As a matter of fact.
Go ahead. I'll let you answer. I have one more question, but I want your take on that, please.
We do because I am very fortunate. My mother was the first American-born father singer in the United States, recognized by the U.S. Senate. So Portuguese entertainment is something that I grew up with and is very near and dear to my heart. And that's why we're very proud of the Museum Cafe. Always has fathers every night. Beautiful Portuguese guitar players. And we take that very seriously. And thank you for appreciating
that. Ana Moro, that's known as a world fadista, and some of the other ones, I know because some of it's a lot of money involved, I understand. But if you can emphasize on that. The other thing is the cleanliness of the grounds. You know, people throwing cups and beer and, you know, the food. I think there needs to be more trash barrels. And maybe some people in there that get on top of that.
We always try to do that. We scour the grounds every evening. Every single plastic cup is picked up. Every can is recycled. And people are generally good about it. And we will probably try to have more trash receptacles. I'm sure we do have enough.
One thing I'd like to mention, and thank you for the time and coming in, is they call him the Portuguese cowboy, Zé Amaro. Very good, entertaining guy. You know, I know if you can get him on that list, believe me.
I will.
He's very, very good.
I'll write that down because, you know.
Yeah, Z-E. His first name is Z-E.
Zé.
And A-M-A-R-O, Zé Amaro.
Zé Amaro.
Yeah, look him up. Very good.
I will.
Become the Portuguese cowboy.
Yeah, great. Well,
thank you so much.
We'll start on the list for next year.
Well, I hope you do very well this year in good weather and keep up the good work.
Thank you, sir. All right, and he brought up an important point that I think might get lost in some people, and that being that this is a religious festival as well.
Yes. Well, the feast starts with the committee walking from the gate on to the feast on Acushnet Avenue to the church, where we go in and there's a blessing from the deacon this year, and a very important part is the Sunday Mass that we all attend, which the Archbishop de Cunha will be presiding over. So it is a very important part. That's why it started.
And it's also a very important political event, too, because all the movers and shakers show up for this.
They do. We have the ambassador from Portugal to the United States coming this year, which is really wonderful, plus a lot of state and local officials.
And when you get everybody together like this, and, you know, you're able... I'm assuming that you all feel not only the pride of your culture and of your community, but also you are... representing all of New Bedford for the people that are coming from all over the world for this.
And people do come from all over the world. We know of people that are coming from Portugal this year, from California, from all over Canada. And so, you know, New Bedford is one of the cities that is home to the Portuguese initial immigration. And whether you still live here, like my family was here from the turn of the last century, not that many of us still live in New Bedford. But this is still home in a funny way, three generations later.
And when you look at the entirety of the weekend, you know, you see kind of the best of what this city has to offer, because so many of the people that come to this event are not Portuguese, but they come and they learn and they revel in, yes, and they celebrate. And that's what's important, is because it is representative of that, but it's also as educational as it is entertaining.
I hope so. This is a great city. The area has a lot of historic sites that are important to us, and we're happy to be part of it.
And you mentioned the Museum Cafe, but also the museum will be open during the feast for people,
yes,
to go and learn more.
And it's free. And it's also available if you are not able to get there, and I don't know why you wouldn't come, but it's available on the museum website. You can take a virtual tour of the inside of the museum. Just go to our website and you'll be guided to see all these treasures from the past.
And we're going to have Chris McCarthy there broadcasting next Wednesday.
That's right.
And I believe the mayor is coming with him for the 11 o'clock hour.
Great.
So, but this is going to be, you know, it sounds like something you're going to say every year with this, but it sounds like it's going to be the biggest and the best yet.
You know, it's inevitable that it gets bigger every year. And we hope that it's the best ever. And I hope next year's feast is better than this year's.
That's how it's been going for over a century now.
We try.
And by the way, we talked a little bit about this last time, but some new food options too.
Yes. To address the gentleman's issue about things that are Portuguese, the pastéis de nata, which are the great egg custard cup that have become the world's favorite dessert at this point, we are bringing directly from Portugal, from Porto. So they will be available. We have Portuguese beers that are coming, and just plus all the traditional things that we make here.
And, of course, the Madeira wine. Everybody's excited about that.
It's here. It's already on, already getting chilled.
And what would you say is probably your favorite part of the entire weekend?
You know, it's seeing my family and old friends. That's why we go.
This is everybody's family reunion.
It is. And high school reunion.
And I think the other part of it, too, is if you're not part of these families that are there, if you're not part of these, you know, high school classes that were there, it doesn't matter.
No.
Because everybody's going to welcome you in.
I think so.
So it kicks off next Thursday.
That's right. 6 o'clock.
And just kind of run us through what's going to go on each day.
Well, 6 o'clock it opens. There's an opening ceremony at the monument to the four founders of the feast. And it kicks off. All the stands are open, the carnival's running, music starts, and then it's the same on Friday at 6 o'clock. Saturday starts at 2, I mean, I'm sorry, 12, with the family day and their family activities, as I've said, and then it just segues right into the evening. So it's a really nice long day on Saturday. And the parades on Sunday kicks off at 2 from at the top of the avenue. That's, I'm not from New Bedford. Is that Brookline Park?
Yes.
From Brookline Park. And it's the largest parade in the South Coast. And the feast grounds are open at 12. And the barbecue pit is roaring. And wine is chilled. And the molasadas are nice and fresh and hot. So come on down.
And you're able to expand the reach a little bit for people this year because now with the train coming down, we're able to open this up for people to come down from Boston or from anywhere along the route.
Anywhere along the route. If you go to keylessmassadventures.com, you can see their train schedule, which is operating on Saturday and Sunday. And they have there's a wonderful promotion and offer. And so you'll get transportation on the train. You'll get picked up at Church Street Station, get on a free shuttle that'll bring you right to the feast grounds and pick you up to take you back. And you won't have to park a car.
It's funny because I was saying, you know, when the train was coming in, I said, you know, that'd be great for the feast because even from the Church Street Station to the feast grounds, it's not that long of a walk. So, you know, you were talking maybe, you know, if you can walk 2 miles. You know, that's not too big of a deal, but having a shuttle makes it even better.
The shuttle will help, we think will help.
Plus, it, you know, makes it a lot easier when you don't have all these people walking down, you know, Nash Road or Church Street or anything.
Yeah, we don't have a permit for 2 parades.
All right, so everything starts next week. Anything else you want people to know before we wrap it up?
Just that you're all welcome, and we appreciate Fun 107 and your support.
We are happy to do it, and we are looking forward to, again, the biggest and best feast ever until the next feast. Thank you, John.
Thank you.
All right, we got to take a break. When we come back, we'll have the news for you. Stay tuned.
Brian Koberger sentenced in the Idaho College murders. Trump wants the U.S. to be the leader in AI and a new feature for women who use Uber.
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Brian Koberger will spend the rest of his life in prison without parole for the murders of four college students in Idaho. Koberger admitted to the 2022 murders in a plea deal to avoid the death penalty. He also doesn't have to explain his motive for the killing. Family members of the victims read impact statements while Koberger sat in the courtroom. President Trump wants America to be the world leader in AI.
As President of the United States, I'm here today to declare that America is going to win it. We're going to work hard. We're going to win it.
Trump addressed a summit in Washington, D.C. yesterday, where he's unveiling his AI action plan for the U.S., including three main parts: accelerating innovation, building out AI infrastructure, and making American hardware and software the standard AI platform. Trump also wants to cut down on regulatory red tape when it comes to building energy plants to power the growing technology. Jeffrey Epstein associate Ghislaine Maxwell is being formally subpoenaed by the House Oversight Committee.
The letter signed by committee chair James Comer says Maxwell is to be deposed on August 11th at Federal Correctional Institution Tallahassee. This comes as lawmakers on both sides of the aisle have put pressure on the Trump administration to release more files related to Epstein. Maxwell is serving a 20-year prison sentence after being convicted on sex trafficking charges in 2021. I'm Brian Shook.
What officials are calling an ambush shooting has left three Ohio police officers wounded. The officers were on patrol in Lorain, which is west of Cleveland, yesterday afternoon when a man opened fire on them with a high-powered rifle. Two of the officers are critical. The suspect is dead. It's not known if he died from return gunfire or shot and killed himself. Police are still investigating. A missing graduate student in Wisconsin has been found dead. Officials said the body of 22-year-old Elliot Hines was found in the Mississippi River on Wednesday. She had been missing since Sunday when she was last seen walking in La Crosse. Her body was discovered more than 12 miles from where she was last seen. Police are investigating her death and are waiting at results of an autopsy. Hines was a local university student. Kamala Harris may not have an easy path to the governor's mansion in California.
Former vice president has said that she'll make a decision by the end of summer, which is fast approaching, and Democratic donors are ready to shell out some big bucks. While most recent polls say Harris would have no problem winning if the vote was today, some strategists say her name recognition may not be enough to glide to victory. Some political experts are now saying that the potential challengers, both Democrats and Republicans, will use her failed presidential bid and possible Biden health cover-up as ammunition. I'm Jason Campadonia.
Uber is launching a new feature in the U.S. that pairs women drivers and riders.
The rideshare company will begin piloting the feature in Los Angeles, San Francisco, and Detroit next month, marking its latest move to address safety on the platform. The company said the rider's preference isn't guaranteed, but the feature increases the chances women will be paired in the app. Uber also said it tested the feature in countries including France, Germany, and Argentina. I'm Matt Mattinson.
WBSM Sports.
It took 11 innings, but the Red Sox beat the Phillies 9-8 last night. The Sox are off tonight. They travel to Los Angeles tomorrow to take on the Dodgers at 7:10.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast, brought to you by C Street.
Good Thursday morning. Temperatures in the low to mid 60s as we wake up. A little bit warmer than the last 2 days here for the South Coast, and that goes for the afternoon as well. We have temperatures this afternoon right around 80 for the coastline, and then as you head inland, we're looking at the low to mid 80s, but with the humidity and with the sun, it's going to feel like we're closer to the upper 80s, even low 90s at times. That's just the start, though. Just you wait as we get into Friday. A little hint, hint as to what's ahead. It's going to feel like we're close to 100 on Friday afternoon. So keep that in mind. Drink plenty of water. I'm ABC 6 Chief Meteorologist Christina Schallhoop on New Bedford's News Talk Station 1420 WBSM.
I'm Mike Roberts, WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station WBSM and get breaking news alerts and all of our content on the WBSM app. This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy. Only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven.
welcome back in. That, of course, is the Jets. And you might want to jet yourself on down to the Butcher Shop, 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford. You know, we were talking about all the great food you're going to be able to get at the feast next week. But if you want to have a preview with some good Portuguese food, they're always cranking some out over there at the Butcher Shop. They make it fresh every single day. Their caçarela is incredible. You can try that. Plus, so much other great stuff. And on a day like today where it's going to be warm, why not just get yourself down there and have them make lunch for you so you don't have to worry about making it yourself? And you can also get everything you want to put on your plate at the Butcher Shop, and you're going to get nice, fresh ingredients. You're going to get locally sourced ingredients. You know you're going to be getting something that the Panaretta family would put on their own plates. And you can get it all at the Butcher Shop, 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford. We'll check in with Eric tomorrow and find out about all the great stuff that they have going on over there. I got an app chat message from Mac who says, you mentioned Ozzy in Boston, but never finished the story. Well, the story is up at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. But basically, in 1982, just weeks after the death of Randy Rhoads, Ozzy was supposed to play Boston Garden. And the show almost didn't happen because there were rumors going around that as part of the stage act on that tour, Ozzy was killing puppies on stage. Now, anybody that knows Ozzy, and certainly anybody that watched the Osbournes, you know what an animal lover that Ozzy is, and he could never hurt an animal like that. But also, you know, what happened with the doves, what happened with the bat, that had all happened previously to this Boston appearance. So you could see why it was believable to people. And there was no internet for people to jump on and be like, yeah, well, I didn't read anything about that happening in any other shows. So that rumor kind of kept gaining steam. You can read about it and watch Channel 5's news report from the time at WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Just look for the story with the picture of Ozzy, and you can find all those details. All right, let's go to the phones, 508-996-0500. You're on WBSM.
Well, how do you do today?
How's it going?
Good, but I can't take the heat. I'm sorry, but I'm not a heat person. I know a lot of people like it, but I'm good in October. I want October, and I'm good all the way through February. I mean, I like that cool air when I'm outside.
I'm with you, Mary. I'm with you.
I mean, I really, and I have no AC in the car. And I think I remember you saying you didn't have any either.
No, it's getting fixed now, but no, I haven't had it for a long time.
Well, isn't that nice? Is it the you probably need the same thing I need. What is it again? I keep forgetting the name.
Compressor?
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Is that what you needed?
Yeah, I mean, I put it off long enough, so time to finally get it done.
How long did you go without it?
I haven't had air conditioning in that car for probably a good 5 years.
Well, I haven't had mine since I bought that. It's an older car. It's going on like seven years, I think. And it's a 2008. So it's up there. I've had a lot of repairs. But anyway, I called because, you know, I was listening to the show the whole time, and the news came on, and they said that, I think I heard it right, they found some smoking paraphernalia in one of the rooms at the Gabriel House.
Yes.
I only have two things to say.
Mm-hmm.
The first one is, because they found it, don't mean that's what caused the fire. Even if the person in that room decided to light it up, doesn't mean they caused the fire, right? You have to admit that.
Right. They said that they have not determined that was definitely the cause.
Good. That's good. Now, I have this to say about this whole thing. Just because a person has no choice but to go to a healthcare facility, help people that need help and have to go there, if they're a person that smoked all their life or drank all their life and enjoy a drink or a cigar or whatever, they shouldn't restrict you because you went to move there. You gave up your home where you were comfortable. You go there, automatically means you can't have some wine or a shot once in a while or a smoke. All they have to do is make sure they lock up all that stuff, the lighters, the cigarettes, the booze in the main office. And when the person requests it, as long as it's not every 5 minutes, and then someone will be with them. Take them outside. If it's the middle of winter, well, you're screwed. You're going to have to dress up like an Eskimo, but it can still be done, because I can't see restricting anybody who's lived their life a certain way, because you never know. Well, the last smoke they have could be their last smoke.
Yeah, I don't think they need to go that far as to lock it up, but they need to have a designated smoking area that's far enough away from where some of the oxygen would be.
That's true. Now, I would say maybe they could, have just one room. I don't want to sell it, but nah. And then you could still have one or two caretakers down there, make sure everything's out. But they could certainly find a way. I don't care for smoking or the drinking, but I'm not going to restrict another human being from things they like to do.
When I worked at the diner, we had, and we used to have smoking there back in the day, that they banned smoking while I worked there. But we had a woman that would come in with an oxygen tank, and she would sit in the smoking section. We'd be like, can you just go sit over there? Because it would make us feel better that we're not going to blow up if something happens. And then she would just sit there at the table and light up herself. She would like take the thing out of her. She actually had it in her nose and was lighting up a cigarette.
Yeah, I understand that. That's understandable to ask them to, can't you just go out inside and do it? Or, usually after you eat or have something at a restaurant or a diner, you're going to leave. You're going to leave any minute. You go out and do it out there. There's no need for her to do that inside. I don't understand that.
I just think you shouldn't be lighting up a cigarette while you got an oxygen tank, and while you got it blowing into your nose right underneath where the lit cigarette's going to be.
No, before I let you go, all I'll say is I don't want anybody smoking. As far as the drinking, if you're not going to get schnockered and lit up like a Christmas tree, enjoy it here and there, like you're doing. I've never heard you come on the radio show drunk or anything. Although some people, I know men that drive cabs and they are alcoholic, diehard alcohol, and they can drive all day long without an accident.
Yeah, no, that's not me. I can't really drink too much.
I know it's not you, but at least you don't smoke. You got that going for you. So have a good day.
You as well.
And see you later.
Take care. All right, let's squeeze in one more call here before I got to take a break. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hi. Good morning.
Morning.
So I'll just, Mary, there's a place, I forget now because last year I offered it to her. They help women, that live alone, get the air compressor in. So I know the business name. I mean, I know where the business is. I just that their name isn't coming to my head. I'll make a point to drive over there today, and I'll shoot you an email, and then you can tell Mary. They'll help her get that in. I have two questions, Tim. Mm-hmm. One, okay, what is DoorDash Laundry? What are they looking for donations?
It's socks and underwear for socks, my brother's for Walt's Mobile Closet.
Okay. All right, and it's at both Dashes will be collecting.
Yep, both will be collecting on Sunday.
Okay, and my second question is, I don't know if you'll have the answer to this. If you don't take the train, can we still get the shuttle from Church Street to the feast?
I'm not sure, but I bet if you walked over to the train station, they wouldn't know the difference. So if you're saying you're going to park at the train station and take the shuttle.
Yeah.
I hope we didn't just give away the hack to everybody. I don't know. I don't know what kind of patrolling they're going to be doing of that parking lot. So that would just be the only thing I'd be careful about.
Well, maybe. I don't know. Maybe you could find out, because I think that would be great for people if they're going to be drinking that Madeira wine. I hear everybody always say that it's really potent. So
it definitely is. Yes.
So I was just thinking, boy, wouldn't that be nice? And me, I mean, I'm like you said, I could walk 2 miles if I wanted to, if it's not blistering hot, or I could just drive real quick. But yeah, that's all. That's the only questions I have, and I will check that out from Mary.
All right. Thank you so much.
Okay. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye. All right. We got to take a break here. When we come back, we can talk more with you. 508-996-0500. We'll be back in a few moments.
And they can never tear us apart.
Welcome back in. We are going to be, as I mentioned, Chris McCarthy is going to be broadcasting live next week, 1 week from today, from the Museum of Madeiran Heritage. So he'll be talking with everybody over there. He'll also have Mayor Mitchell during that time as well. So that's going to be a lot of fun getting you ready for the 109th Feast of the Blessed Sacrament. But a reminder, I will be out at the Dash Laundromat Free Laundry Day coming up on Sunday. and both in New Bedford and in Dartmouth. Just going to go from one to the other and help people spread the word about getting free laundry all day. So looking forward to that. Also, you know, that was Never Tear Us Apart by INXS. You know, they'll never tear your roof apart if you get your solar system from Isaacson Solar. I can't tell you how many times I've heard people say they've gone to some of these other companies and had solar put in, and then they have a problem with their roof. Well, I had them come in and install the solar panels, and now my roof leaks. You don't have to worry about that with Isaacson Solar. First of all, they're not taking off like these other companies do. They're not selling a bunch of systems and then moving on to the next town. They're here. So if you do have any issues, they're always going to be around to address them and to answer them. But you don't have to worry about that because they're professionals. They do things the right way. They have that nice seamless integration where you don't even realize there are solar panels on the roof. And maybe you don't even need them on your roof. Maybe they can put them on your garage. Maybe they can put them in the backyard. Maybe they can build you a solar pavilion in the backyard so that you can collect the sun's rays while also avoiding the sun's rays while you're out there relaxing with the family during the nice summer weather. All that and more, you can find out all about it by going to isaacsonsolar.com, I-S-A-K-S-E-N, isaacsonsolar.com. So a reminder, too, while we are in the final moments of the program today, first of all, if you can go and read my Aussie story at WBSM.com on the WBSM app, I'd love that. But also, we are giving away our final two pairs of Linkin Park tickets today and tomorrow to see Linkin Park at TD Garden. We have tickets this week for the August 1st show. So if you want to enter to win, you can do that at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. That is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven. And it is going to be a monster of a show, and you can be there for free. And if you can't, if you don't end up winning, you can still get tickets at Ticketmaster.com. But why not get them for free, right? All right, I got to take one more break here before we wrap things up. We will be right back. That I am new, but I don't care for sugar, honey. All right, welcome back. If you are looking for a new spot to kick back and unwind, Ryan Sports Pub is the place where the good times never stop. So if you haven't been there yet, give it a try. They're located inside the Whalers Inn and Suites, 500 Hathaway Road in New Bedford. But it really is, it's got that laid-back pub vibe. So whether you're sitting at the bar or one of the high tops or just want to go and shoot some pool, they've got six pool tables there. And, of course, indoor and outdoor seating. So on a day like today, when it's going to start to warm up, maybe you want to sit outside a little bit, soak up some of those sun's rays. But then maybe tomorrow when it's super hot, maybe you want to be inside where it's nice and cool. They can cater to you either way, and you can get great food and great drinks. Try the bourbon steak tips. They are incredible. Also, the tater kegs are very – actually, everything that I had over there was good. The burger with the pulled pork on it, can't recommend that enough either. And the pizza. The pizza is fantastic. All of that and more, plus – they like to have fun over there, too. And because it's Shark Week, they're doing Shark Attack Jello Shots. So not only can you get, you know, the Jello shot, but it's got a little gummy shark inside of it. And that gummy shark has been soaked in alcohol to give it an extra kick. So why not do one, right? It's Shark Week. It only comes around once a year, I think, right? Just once? So stop on by Ryan's Sports Pub and Billiards. They're located, again, inside the Whalers Inn and Suites, 500 Hathaway Road in New Bedford. Make sure you follow them on Facebook at Ryan's Pub NB so you can get all the latest events and weekly specials. And you can find out when karaoke night is. And you can send it to your friends so that they show up. And you can all sing. So much fun. All right. I got to give away to Chris McCarthy in South Coast now. I'll be back tomorrow for Fun Friday, which is, of course, brought to you by D's Hot Dogs. We'll have our Fun Friday question of the week, and we'll have some other fun as well. So have a great day.